Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge the season of The Passage now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's warrior was an Irish revolutionary and suffragist who reshaped British politics. We're talking about Constance Markievicz. Constance was born in 1868 in London, England. Her father was a wealthy philanthropist by the name of Sir Henry Gore Booth. His activism inspired Constance and her younger sister Eva, who also became a suffragist. Constance's childhood circle was filled with politicians, intellectuals, and creatives. She was even friends with the poet W.B. Yeats, who became one of the most important figures in 20th century literature.
I am going to begin with a poem of mine called The League Isle of Innisfree.
The political and artistic energy in their network trickled down to Eva and Constance. Eva was the first to become involved in the women's suffrage and labor movements. While Constance was initially resistant, she soon joined Eva in the fight for equality. But Constance's path to politics wasn't linear. At the age of 24, Constance studied painting at an art school in London. After that, she enrolled at a prestigious school in Paris. There, she met her husband, with whom she had one child. In 1903, Constance moved to Dublin with her husband, where she surrounded herself with the creative elite. While she still painted and used her artistic prowess, her focus transitioned to politics. In 1908, Constance joined the revolutionary women's movement, Daughters of Ireland. She also joined Sinn Féin, which still exists as a left-wing Irish Republican political party.
What would Sinn Féin actually do to solve the housing crisis?
Well, Sinn Féin will deliver the biggest public housing.
3 years later, Constance was arrested for protesting against King George V's visits to the country. During the demonstration, she threw stones at pictures of the king and queen and was arrested. It was Constance's first of several arrests. But the possibility of jail time didn't stop her political activism. A few years later, Constance participated in the Easter Rising, an insurrection launched by Irish Republicans to end British rule in Ireland. Because of her participation, Constance was put in prison and sentenced to death. But because of her gender, Constance's sentence was reduced to life in prison. When she found out about that change, Constance said to her captors, "I do wish your lot had the decency to shoot me." In prison, Constance was held in solitary confinement. She nearly starved to death and was forced to do strenuous labor. She was released a year later, but was imprisoned again shortly thereafter. In 1918, while Constance was still in prison, she was elected to the House of Commons as the representative for Dublin's St. Patrick's Division, a UK parliamentary constituency in Ireland. She became the first woman elected to the United Kingdom House of Commons. But Constance refused to swear an oath of allegiance to the king and did not take her seat. Instead, she, along with other Irish Republicans, organized a new government called the Dáil Éireann. When Constance was released from prison, she served in the first Dáil Éireann as the Minister of Labor from 1919 to 1922. She was the first woman to be an Irish cabinet minister, and she was the only woman to hold that position until 1979. In 1926, Constance left her political party to join another. Even so, she was re-elected the following year, but she never took her seat. A month after her re-election in 1927, Constance died. She was 59 years old. Constance is best remembered for her roles as a revolutionary, a politician, a socialist, and an undaunted activist. Tune in tomorrow to learn about another warrior. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.